Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I think I've already said good afternoon to you, actually, but who cares? I'm just going to, on instruction from Fidden, I'm going to take my earphones out of here because apparently it sounds much better coming through the iPhone's microphone, so you can compare whether you like hearing me like this. And
well, it's whether
you can hear me. That's different. Hear you? Oh, did we want to hear you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Got easily done.
Done.
Easily done, yes, yes.
Easily Johnson.
I got it the first time, although the audio we might not have done. Okay, so I have the phone here. It's in the middle of the table. We are sitting outside Coluccio's, which is...
In Worcester,
that's absolutely true, which is Fee's... Well, it's her favourite place when she's here, and the other place is her favourite place when she's there. Is that fair?
I share the love.
She does. But she's a very regular customer here.
Yeah. I only share the love in terms of cafes, incidentally, just to be ultra clear. Not, you know, I don't sort of see Robert in the weekend and somebody else during the week.
I'm really glad to hear it.
just thought I'd clarify that.
And, I've independently used a cash pod for the first time in my entire life, Audio Boo. Because it was one of these cods. What's cods? Type of lettuce. Lettuce, it was a one of these new
these newfangled talking ones.
Newfangled talking Barclay ones. Of course Barclays in London is the cycle hire scheme. Boris bikes, so it's all very confusing. But anyway.
Yeah, we haven't got those here.
No. It'd be quite fun, we should go and hire one.
Yeah. Wonder if the app's accessible.
Yeah, that would be quite funny, actually. Wonder if they hire out tandems.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You can drive.
No, you can. Vance can drive.
Vance can drive, all right. Which was an interesting experience anyway. It all seemed to work, which was nice. Slightly disconcerting when you have to put your fingers virtually into the slot to pull the card back out.
Well, you always have to moan about something, don't you?
I was slightly worried that it might be dodgy.
You're dodgy.
I'm dodgy.
Yeah.
But it was really easy to do, really quick. It was all fine, really.
Yeah. And I'd already gone to that machine because we got into town in the taxi and then didn't have enough money for it because it was Sunday and they charge more on Sunday.
And he didn't want to accept a £7.60 for a £10 fare. He preferred to wait instead, which I think he probably lost the same amount of money, but there we go.
Well, we did give him a tip.
Each their own. And I had a little discussion with him over whether it really was £10.
And I'm really glad I wasn't there. Really, really glad. If you'd have done that when I was there,
Well, there's a good reason why I waited till you'd gone.
Touched your arm, like, shut up.
There was a good reason why I waited until you'd left.
Yeah.
Don't
ever do that in a taxi in Worcester when I'm there.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I know. Well, unless it's ridiculous, unless it's like £30.
Oh, yeah.
They're not doing it.
But your pet, ouch.
But I can invite you to get out the taxi first.
Well, it depends.
Whilst I put my boxing gloves on, you know.
Yeah, if it was £30 the distance we went today, yes, that would be ridiculous. However, if it was £30...
To Birmingham.
Yeah, exactly. Then.
Yeah, I'm not that simple.
Aren't you?
I know, it's difficult to believe.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, we're at Coluccio's, or whatever you want to call it, and
Sitting outside.
We were in the sun, but it's gone.
It's gone.
I think the people on the right have still got the sun, actually, but... not fair, I know. But we could always move if somebody exits, I think.
Somebody moves, yeah.
And I have ordered some carbonara spaghetti with garlic bread and a pear juice.
What does it come like? What's in it? Is it a meat one?
Yeah.
All right.
Creamy.
Won't be trying that then.
Creamy, meaty.
I've ordered the cheese ravioli, cheese and spinach ravioli.
Which I have to say, she does as a traitor to the not eating of tomatoes.
Yeah. It doesn't taste of tomatoes.
Yeah, but it has tomato sauce.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I thought you were a genuine tomato hater. And then I discover that you're fake.
I'm fake, yeah.
You're a fake.
Fake fee.
You're faking it.
Yeah. I don't like pieces of tomato, though.
Ugh.
Yucky. True. Yucky.
True. Ugh. And that's about all we really have to report. I mean, we're sitting under a blue sky. Yeah, that's about it, really. Under a blue sky, with sunshine going on other people.
Yeah.
It's most unfair.
Well, it is kind of our own fault for getting up so late, though.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. It was quite nice staying in bed.
That's true.
Yeah. So what else is in this alleyway thing?
There's that
noisy place.
Noisy place, sort of over that way.
Yeah.
But although it isn't noisy today, so perhaps it shuts on Sundays.
Pat, excuse me. Oi. Oi. Lie down. You said you could stand up. Thank you. You stay there.
What is he doing?
He was. I hadn't noticed, but he'd got up and was wandering a bit. He's on the lead. He's attached to my chair, so he's not going to go very far. But but still, he should lie down and stay there.
He should.
Anything else here apart from that? And Wittard's.
Wittard's, we've just been there, yeah. And there's, there's other shops, you know, things like Claire's Accessories and, I don't know really, Body Shop.
Claire can't have very many accessories if she keeps selling them all.
She does, she just keeps selling them.
Oh, I see. Time.
And getting new ones.
I see.
There's other things too. There's at the other end where we went came in, there's often a flower seller.
Right, okay.
Although I didn't smell any flowers today, I don't think he does it on Sundays.
No.
But he does on the other days.
Oh, I'm so starving.
And me.
Stomach rumbling.
Rumbling Robert.
Do you know if I mentioned yesterday on the Boo about the Rag and Bone Man?
No, I don't think you did.
There was this noise when I was at Fee's. And this horn, and somebody shouting something. And Fee tells me it's the Rag and Bone Man. I didn't know that Rag and Bone Men still existed. I really thought, genuinely.
Cherry juice?
Oh, thank you.
Water?
Thank you. That's great, thank you. Ooh, lovely jingly ice.
Thank you very much.
Would you like some water for the dog?
That would be wonderful, yes please. Thank you.
It looks like he's hurt his nose somehow.
Oh, is it actually bleeding or is it just, is it dry?
It looks like it's slightly bleeding.
Oh, is it still bleeding? Okay, okay, that's fine, I'll still be bleeding. It did it about 3 weeks ago.
Perhaps he's bashed it again, like, you know, when you cut yourself and then you bash it again kind of thing.
You got a black coffee, Fiona?
Oh, thank you.
With cream.
Yeah. Put a bit less than half in for me, please.
Of the cream?
Yeah. Sure. I need to wake up.
A bit less than half. Yeah. Yeah, don't get this wrong now.
But
no
if
no pressure.
Leave the cream behind, just in case.
The spoon's just on
thank
the top.
Thank you. That's great.
Thank you. Fans, you got your nose there? Just dab your nose.
I've got the sun again.
He's trying to lick me whilst I'm doing that. I don't think it is bleeding. I don't think there's any blood on the tissue. We'll see.
I've got some sun again.
Have you? Have you?
A little bit. Just a little bit. I think we should stop booing now because it's not very interesting.
Well, I was just going to finish off saying about this Rag and Bone Man thing.
Oh, of course,
I say I didn't know that they still existed. I thought they were just something from Steptoe and Son, and that in itself is a sort of caricature of a time gone past. The fact that there is still a Rag and Bone Man, and he still blows a horn.
Well, it might be a recording of a horn, to be honest.
Is it?
But it was. If it is, it's good because there's even a dodgy bit where he kind of overblows it, and it kind of goes.
Pear juice is good.
Are you eating sugar?
No.
What are you eating?
Ice cubes.
Oh. Wouldn't put it past you to eat sugar, though.
I wouldn't be so rude.
Yeah,
I know how to eat out in public.
Would you like to try the cherry juice as well?
I would, yes, please.
Hang on, how can I pass it to you without... There we go.
That way. Thank you.
Can I try yours in a minute as well?
You can. That's not bad, actually, is it?
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, as cherry goes, juice goes. That's all right, you know. I could live with it. You got a hand somewhere?
Yeah, there you go.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay. As Fee pours pear juice over Robert's phone. Just the record, she didn't, but... Have you left any?
I think I'll carry on with the peach one. The cherry one, sorry.
Well, I suppose you weren't so keen on the perry yesterday either, were you? So maybe just not into pears.
Maybe not. But I thought it would be better than cider or beer.
Yeah. Yeah, better.
I think I'd be better off having water, actually, but hey.
Oh. I'm not sure, to be honest, that it was the perry that did it.
No, it could have been to do with that.
I think
the pina colada.
The pina colada and the wine.
Maybe we could go and have another pina colada.
We could go and have a what?
Another pina colada.
If you want to. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I didn't really rate the beer there, so...
Okay, something else.
I suppose so. Well, we'll have a think about where we go after this.
See how the time goes.
Yeah.
Having got the taxi in, I think we really ought to get the bus home.
Yeah, that's true. We probably
don't
want to
spend another 10 quid, do we, really, on the taxi?
I don't, hugely. But if we happen to be doing something that we're enjoying, then we just take a value decision on it, or I take a value decision on it.
Yeah, but if it's just, you know...
If it's just sitting around doing nothing, then... Mm. Right, anyway, I'm going to plug my earphones back in so I can end this thing.
Right, then. Bye-bye, Booniverse.
The Boo Camus. I think I'd rather Boo Camus, actually.
I like them both. Booville, that's a good one.
Who's that?
Booville. I don't know, Sally says it a lot, but whether it's her invention or not.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Right, let me just cease this recording.
Bye-bye.
Deceased. No, not deceased. Deceased.
No.
No.
You really didn't mean that.
No, I didn't. Bother, we missed the table. I was going to ask the person when she came back whether we could have the table in the sun, and somebody grabbed it.
Oh, well, we'll still be here when they go.